phishing emails, 8 warning signs to look out for. Alarming subject line. Some bad people try to trick you into giving them your personal and financial information. They send you emails that make you feel scared or worried. They use words like urgent, time sensitive, security alert, action required, or account at risk. They want you to act fast and not think carefully. They may ask you to fill out a form, click a link, or open an attachment. But sometimes real businesses also use these words to tell you about a real problem. So don't delete the email right away. Number 2, suspicious domain name. The bad people also try to make the email look real. They may use the name, logo, and style of a company you trust. For example, they may pretend to be PayPal and send you a fake invoice. But if you look closely at the email address, you may see something wrong. They're using a free email service like company@gmail.com or company@yahoo.com. The email address is spelled wrong or different from the real one. The email address has extra parts that don't make sense. The email address ends with something weird instead of the usual ones like .com, .net, .org, or .co, .uk. If the email address looks fishy, contact the real company to check. You can also visit their website to see their real email address. Number 3, generic greeting. The bad people may not know your real name or other details about you. They may use a generic greeting like dear customer, dear user, dear sir or madam, or to whom it may concern. They may also use your email address instead of your name. As mentioned before, real businesses also use these greetings to send emails to many people at once. So don't ignore the email just because of the greeting. Number 4, spelling and grammar errors. Bad people may not be good at writing or use a translation tool to write emails. They may make spelling and grammar mistakes, like your account has been compromised, or please verify you identity. They may also use words that don't fit the context, like please kindly or best regards. Number 5, request for personal or financial information. The bad people want to get your personal or financial information, like your password, credit card number, bank account number, or social security number. They may ask you to reply to the email, fill out a form, click on a link, or open an attachment. They may say they need this information to verify your account, update your security, process your payment, or give you a refund. Real businesses will never ask you for this information in an email. They already have it, or they will ask you to log in to their website or call them. Number 6, urgent deadline or threat. The bad people want you to act fast and not think carefully. They may give you a deadline or a threat like, you have 24 hours to respond, or your account will be closed if you don't act now. They may also offer you a reward or a deal, like you have won a prize, or you can get 50% off if you buy now. Real businesses will not pressure you or scare you in an email. They will give you enough time and information to make a decision. Number 7, suspicious link or attachments. The bad people want you to click a link or open an attachment in the email. They may hide the link behind a button or a text, like click here or verify now. They may also make the link look like a real website, but with a slight difference. They may send you an attachment that looks like a document, a picture, or a video, but is actually a virus or a malware. Real businesses will not send you links or attachments that are not related to their services or products. They will also tell you what the link or attachment is and why they are sending it to you. Number 8, mismatched sender name and email address. The bad people may use a fake name or a fake email address to send you the email. They may use a name that sounds like a real person or a real company, but the email address does not match. For example, the name may be John Smith from Amazon, but the email address may be johnsmith@gmail.com or amazon@support.com. Real businesses will use their official email addresses that match their names and domains. They will also use consistent names and signatures in their emails. My thanks to Chifundo Kasaya, whose article in How to Geek prompted this video. Please read his article at the link listed. Thanks. Stay safe, stay secure, but don't be paranoid with every email you receive asking you for something. While phishing emails are designed to confuse you, if you know what they look like, they aren't hard to spot. The majority of the time, you'll be able to quickly tell when an email is legit or a scam. See you again soon. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.